Greetings in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. Again, this week is my turn to have some thoughts shared through the week. And I thank you for the opportunity. It's an honor and also a challenge. Not so used to speak minister in English. So Norwegian is my mother language. I'm from Vardal in the middle of Norway. And last week we had the word from Tim McKay, and I really enjoyed what he had to say. And this week I have a thought. It's about the covering or separation between God and humanity. So we can have a word of prayer first. We thank you, Father, for the opportunity. May you inspire my mind, guide my lips, and let your word and your thought come through what's said. Believe everything in your hands. We pray, amen. So I was thinking, what creates separation and the covering that is between God and humanity? No, first, we human created the separation through disobedience. And in the beginning, we know the story, how they chose their own way. And it's not without any reason. The first commandment is, you shall have no other gods before me. For God, he's a jealous God. And when we read in the Bible the story, you see the kings of Israel. It's a lot of idolatry. The few kings in Israel who did not worship other gods were committed idolatry. We had David, Hezekiah, and Josiah. Actually, there's the only ones you can find in the Bible that was faithful without idolatry. Of course, they had their things. Like David, he fell. But, you know, when the prophet came, Nathan came and told him, you are the man, after he committed adultery with Bathsheba. He just went flat out and he turned his life around. Even his the sword didn't leave his house after that. And you know, it's always a price to pay for what we do. But God, he hates idolatry, and he hates lukewarmness. He says in the Revelation, I wish you were either cold or hot, and at least you're honest about where you stand even if you're cold. But the problem is when you say you believe, yet you do not live according to what you say. That's a hypocrisy. There's in that it is no true acknowledgement. So humanity, we created the separation, the covering first. You can go to Genesis 3, where it's written, then the eyes of both of them, that's in the verse 7, the eyes of both of them were open, and they realized they were naked. So he sewed fig leaves together and made coverings for themselves. So they tried to cover up their actions, in their own way. In Genesis 3:23, we can read that the Lord sent them out of the Garden of Eden to work the ground from which he had been taken. He drove the man out, and at the east of the Garden of Eden, he placed cherubims and flaming sword that turned every way to guard the way to the tree of life. So there, God made a covering, and he put the cherubims to guard the entrance to the tree of life. And when Moses, God told Moses to put up the tabernacle, he told him to make a veil leading into the most holy place, where the cherubims were embroidered into the veil. Looking back to what happened, so that was a symbol, that veil made in the temple, of the separation between God and humanity. You can read about it in Exodus 26:31. You shall make a veil of blue and purple and scarlet yarns and fine twined linen. It shall be made with cherubim skillfully worked into it. And this veil hung in the front of the mercy seat where God said he would meet his people. You can read about that in Exodus 25 if you want to also. And only one person once a year could enter. You know, Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, that then the priest could enter into the Holy of the Holies. And he can pass through the veil. And then he had the blood for himself and for the people into the Holy of the Holies. And this is a symbol of the separation caused by sin. And to have some history also, based upon historical measurements about this veil, this is when they made it into the temple. The temple that was there when Jesus was crucified. And there are some sources. Josephus is a writer on the time of Jesus. And also the Talmud, which describes the veil in Herod's temple as around 18 meters high. That's around 59, 60 feet. And 9 meters wide, that's around 30 feet. And around 10 centimeters thick is like around 4 inches thick. So it was a huge thing. And it's written they needed around 300 priests just to handle that veil. And when you think about what happened when Jesus was crucified, the veil was torn from top to bottom. So they had a lot of work to do on that. Afterwards, the priests tried to stitch it together. They didn't realize what really had happened in a spiritual world. Because this was the way back, when you see. It's a type, when you go back to Genesis again, 3:21, when the Lord made garments of skin for Adam and Eve, and he clothed them. So the Lord provides. So something had to be sacrificed to clothe them. And there it was an animal that God provided the skin. He had to sacrifice an animal to clothe them. That's it's a type and a shadow. And you can also see in Hebrews 11, it's written 11:4, by faith Abel offered to God a more acceptable sacrifice than Cain, through which he was commanded as righteous, God bearing witness by accepting his gift. And through his faith, though he died, it still speaks. So Jesus, he tore down the veil through his sacrifice and opened up a free access to God's presence, both the physical and the spiritual veil, it was removed. And Jesus cried out with a loud voice and yielded up his spirit, as it is written. And behold, the veil of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. So the veil was a sign that the way into God's presence was not yet open. Hebrews 10 is written from verse 19. Therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the holy places by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way that he opened for us through the veil, that is, through his flesh. So we can clearly see God had set a veil or a cover between him and a fallen mankind. We can see that man couldn't handle the truth. So we can understand why he put this separation. He couldn't have fellowship with mankind in the state we were in. When we see that when he sent his only son, Jesus Christ, to show us really who God is, he showed all his attributes, he showed who God really is openly, and we killed him. That really tells how far mankind is from God in that state. But at the same time, this happened when Jesus was crucified. He showed us the way back to God by giving his life over to God, be a sacrifice in obedience to the Creator. Then God will unveil himself. And that's the same as reveal who he really is. So we can receive his Holy Spirit. And then we can have true fellowship with him. And hopefully without any cover in any way. I just want to start with this. Because I want to talk about a cover. Because in many ways, we cover up the truth behind something else. And that's not good. But also, God covers the truth about us. And he says, for example, love covers sin. So I want to just start with this, and we can continue on this thought tomorrow. So may God bless you, and have a beautiful day. Amen.